News Talk 1620 WTAW, this weekend's Parents Weekend at A&M, but not everything on campus is just for parents and their students. There is an activity on Sunday afternoon at Olson Field, Kyle Field Day. Kyle Field Day has been around at the football stadium for a couple of years, sponsored by Fish, Freshmen in Service and Hosting. But it's an opportunity for anyone, whether you're on campus or off campus, to learn more about volunteer opportunities. Rachel Rosenberg with Fish says there's going to be 50 organizations that you can check out, again, from noon until 4 Sunday afternoon at Olson Field.
This is the fourth year that Kyle Field Day is going to be a thing. It's basically just a day of service to give back to the community and really just to everyone. We have about 50 booths, 51 actually, and they're all organizations either from Texas A&M or from in Texas, or we even have 3 international booths. And they all have a small service project geared mostly towards showing a group of people that we're thinking about them, that we care about them. So, for example, like painting dog bowls for an animal shelter or making a paper chain of like encouraging notes for children in the hospital. It's going to be a lot of service, a lot of fun. It is completely free to come. There's going to be tons of free food, free entertainment. The food truck Waffology is coming. Then they'll have, you know, free waffles for everyone, tons of games to play. It's on April 13th at Olson Field from noon to 4. It's going to be a great time.
Talk a little bit about how the event gets organized, the main sponsor, and the number of people who are putting this together.
MSC Fish is a freshman leadership organization. Fish stands for Freshmen in Service and Hosting at Texas A&M. And so we have a committee of 24 members that have been working on this all year. I'm personally a part of the marketing team. And so we've been organizing this, getting donations from a bunch of companies around. Some of our big donors are like the District on Luther, Double Dave's on the border. And, you know, everyone has just worked really hard to kind of make this happen. We're completely non-for-profit, so donations from the community have helped a ton. And, our team is really amazing. The event is really geared towards everyone, and we've really been trying to reach out into the community a lot. We were at, like, First Friday in Bryan last week, and we were talking to churches and stuff. We really want everyone to come. This is a really good event for families, for students, as well as just for people in the Bryan College Station area. There is going to be games and stuff for kids. It'll be entertaining for everyone, and so we absolutely want not just students to come, but we're really trying to open it to everyone.
What's your hometown?
I'm from Frisco, Texas.
So what have you learned about Bryan College Station from being north of Dallas?
Bryan College Station is fascinating. I didn't realize how independent, I guess, of the university it is. And there's, there's a ton that is centered around Texas A&M, but the people in Bryan College Station are amazing, and they have their own lives. You know, we figured out a big event, but the lady that we worked for was awesome. She lives here, she raised her kids here, and I really like the environment of Bryan College Station, especially like compared to Dallas, which is very suburby and focused on shopping and stuff. But Bryan College Station is really like laid back and down to earth, kind of.
When you mentioned that there are more organizations that really than Olson Field can handle for the Kyle Field Day, I'm sure that is kind of rewarding for you to know how active the community is in nonprofit activities.
Yes, it's been awesome to see. And because this is my first year, you know, working on it, it's been so amazing to see how interested people are in it and how excited organizations are to kind of get some stuff out of the way, get some work done, and really make a difference, I guess, on that one day.
Again, thanks to Rachel Rosenberg, class of 17, representing FISH, the freshman in service and hosting at A&M, letting us know about Kyle Field Day, which again is at Olson Field because of the football stadium construction that's going on. This event on Sunday from noon until 4. More information is online at our website at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.